Americans are buying everything they can get their hands on, and they'd be buying even more if it weren't for supply chain snarls. That's what the National Retail Federation says. Those shortages seem so ubiquitous that the term everything shortage is now being used liberally to describe consumers' frustration as they try to get goods of all sorts, like paper towels, milk, toys, and more. More from Emma Cosgrove, senior transportation reporter at Insider. Emma set this up.
We've been stuck inside. Basically, consumers have really changed their behavior in the last 18 months, and that has led to us buying a lot of stuff. The data bears that out, and the supply chain professionals that I talk to every day in my job reporting on logistics tell me that they have been running flat out for 18 months, and port congestion has been an issue for most of this year. I've been writing about it since January. The trade press has been writing about it since longer than that. That doesn't mean, I don't mean to say that it's not coming to some sort of apex at the moment, because it is, but what we're seeing and what consumers might be experiencing isn't really a shortage, it's a backlog. And I think that's an important distinction, because a shortage speaks to sort of the base of the supply chain. Do we actually have raw materials that aren't available?
Okay.
Make us not able to make things? Right now, we're having trouble getting things where they need to be. And that includes shipping containers themselves and the equipment that ports need. So a lot of stuff isn't in the right place, and that is what consumers are seeing right now.
Explain what you wrote about your piece about the inventory to sales ratio.
Yeah, the inventory to sales ratio is probably the number one metric that supply chain professionals tell me they watch. And that talks about how much stuff is in the country versus how much stuff Americans are buying. The U.S. is one of the few countries that tracks this metric, which makes it really interesting. And it's not a literal in-out. I think that leads to some confusion, but it does tell us what the conditions are right now, which means we are purchasing a lot of stuff at a rate that is faster than we can bring it in. And that has been the case for a while. That is the number that demonstrates the backlog I've been talking about. And until that number improves, we will not have caught up on the backlog. And that number probably won't improve until the second quarter of next year, to be optimistic.
Wow. We're speaking with Emma Cosgrove, senior transportation reporter at Insider. She's written a piece talking about how it's not just supply chain issues that are causing us to run short of stuff. It's because we're buying so much stuff. There are actual shortages, though. I think you reference in your story, like furniture for one, right? The semiconductor chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got a real problem with foam right now. There's a real problem with semiconductors. There are probably a ton of others in industries that I haven't really dug into. And those are the ones that are going to be more protracted. The ones that, like semiconductors, hold up so many categories, including trucks, which are very important for shipping. So everything's interconnected, which makes it very complicated. But yeah, if you're not dealing with a sort of base of the supply chain shortage, then what you're seeing in terms of like apparel or consumer goods is mostly this sort of transportation issue. And there are folks who are working on it every single hour of every single day.
Yeah.
They're just, they're shoveling as fast as they can, you know?
You open one paragraph with a sentence that says, warehouses are full, ports are jammed, transportation prices are at record highs. I mean, you probably asked this yourself. When does this ease up?
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. And I ask a lot of people. I ask everyone I talk to. I spoke to someone who was in trucking and sort of the high-end expensive trucking for products like e-commerce and electronics. And they said they're pretty optimistic that it's going to be sort of a March, April, May let up. I've seen other folks who think like next summer. The issue that makes it really unpredictable is that we keep having these sort of discrete events in the world that then put a pause on a link in the supply chain. So like an airport in China goes down for a couple of days because of a positive COVID test, or a port terminal goes down for a week because of a positive COVID test, or there's a weather event. All of these things sort of add up.
Thanks, Emma. Emma Cosgrove, senior transportation reporter at Insider. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says ports there, in contrast, are already open at all hours and can handle a lot more business than they already do.
If it's because ships are sitting off the coast somewhere else and they can be rerouted here and we can get all those shelves stocked, then we want to be a part of that solution.
Last week, you'll recall the White House said the Port of Los Angeles had vowed to start opening 24 hours a day, but the port has yet to lay out a timeline for when that might happen.